Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves, just so that you guys can too. And always remember to like and subscribe for more. Today we're going to be talking about consistency and why people fail to achieve it. Now, for context, Mike put up on his YouTube channel a little bit ago a poll, and he asked what people are struggling with the most, and the most frequent answer was consistency. People are struggling to find how to really attain such a thing. So we're going to be breaking down what it really means to be consistent in the first place, because there's a lot of controversy behind that for some reason, and how we would go about staying consistent if we were to start over. So let's begin with what it really means to be consistent in the first place. Who wants to chime in?
I can start. I mean, first of all, I'm going to start with what people think consistency is.
Good idea.
To also get to what it really means.
Okay.
A lot of the times I feel like people have an understanding about consistency as doing something 100% every single day, nonstop, mm-hmm. and the only thing you're thinking about is that one thing. And then over a period of time, you lose interest in it, and you run out of energy kind of thing on that specific thing only.
Mm-hmm.
And then people think, oh my God, I'm not consistent. And then they give up on it, but or they start stressing about it. But consistency, how I understand it, is just sticking with something for the most part, like doing it 80% of the times, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just showing up to that specific thing little by little and putting in effort at trying to change something, you know what I mean? Trying to improve it in something or trying to improve yourself consistently.
Mm-hmm. I think that social media too also just paints this picture of trying to be perfect, getting that 100%
yeah.
every single day over and over and over. And if you don't do that, you must be a failure. You're not going to make it if you can't show up every single day 100%, get all your habits done, get all your tasks done, and so on.
Yeah, right.
And it's a lot more harmful than people think, because when you set that yourself, that notion that I need to be there 100% every day, you fail to understand that you are still a human being at the end of the day, and human beings have bad days, you get in a bad mood, whatever, and regardless, anything can happen, and that's going to knock you off of that 100%. And when that comes, you're going to feel down, you're going to be a little upset about yourself because
yeah.
you weren't able to reach that mark for the day. Well, the problem with that is you set an unrealistic mark in the first place, and once you inevitably find out you're not able to attain that, it discourages
exactly.
you to keep moving forward. So that's
mm-hmm.
the reason why this is a big deal in the first place,
mm-hmm.
because it breaks down you it breaks you down mentally, essentially.
For sure.
It's a good way to put it, kind of like in context, kind of want to gamify it as Mike used to do. Imagine you're like in level 1 and you're going on social media and then you see these people on level 10, like you think you have to be on level 10, but consistency is not going from level 1 to level 10, it's going from level 1 to level 1.2 to level 1.4 and building your way up, and it's a progress and it's a journey. That's the best way of thinking what consistency should be around, is rather than aiming to be like the top notch immediately, aiming to just be better than you were a week before.
I think this all goes back to the type of world society painted in social media, is that everything's instant. You should have everything instantly, and you should, if you're not making progress next week, then there's something wrong with you. You're a failure then. And so that's why people pull back, because not, number one, they're afraid of pressure, they're afraid of failure, they're afraid of not being perfect, and they must think something's wrong with them. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
But it's just a journey. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the real danger at the end of the day. So let's talk about how each and every one of us have managed to find consistency of some sort. And I think
yeah.
all of us can, like, we have a common thing, which would be fitness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Practically every single one of us works out 6 to 5 days a week. I know you do 5 days, whatever, but you stay consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, this is probably, me and Sadola were talking about this off the pod, this is probably one of the biggest reasons why people fail to even get started with the gym in the first place. Not to get started, but after they get started, why
making
people
progress.
Give up so quickly. Like the whole New Year's Eve thing, why that only lasts in January. And
yeah.
then February, the gym's cleared out again, right? And it's the idea that they weren't able to show up consistently. They didn't get the results that, like you said, were promised to them through this picture, social media painted. And then they start to fall off. So what did we do differently, if we can think back to it? I have a couple ideas of it, and I'll just straight up say it. I was like, I used to be really strict with myself, not to the point where it was unhealthy, but to the point where it would like get me out of bed and do what needs to be done. So if I'm ever like at 6 o'clock in the morning and the alarm goes off, and if I ever need to, if I'm struggling to get out of bed or turn the alarm off and just hit snooze, whatever, so I can get up, I consistently remind myself, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's just a lot of inner dialogue that's going on in my head, which you learn, like, how to do it the proper way as time goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's enough for me to get up and be like, all right, listen, this isn't. You keep promising to yourself that you're going to change. And, of course, this is because after I've struggled to be consistent, that's why I'm saying I keep promising it. After I kept promising I'm going to change, I couldn't fucking change. So it had to be a point where you're like, you reach your breaking point, you reach your FTE, and that's when the inner dialogue actually means something. That's my answer.
Okay. Yeah. I would say with me, I think consistency is best achieved if you start something with, one, right expectations, and starting slow. Because it's better to start slow and easy and stay consistent than try to do something crazy from the start and be there for yourself for a week, two, and then completely drop it to the point where it's going to be so hard for you to go back to that task because you have no hope that it's going to last to any extent. You know what I mean? So I'd say start with something easy. Start with something simple and stay consistent. Build your discipline up because consistency and discipline really go together. And then when you learn how to be consistent and you have trained yourself and your muscle to be consistent, then you can increase the level as you go on. Whether that be in the gym, whether that be about reading a book, journaling, meditating, morning routine, whatever it may be. And just start something slow and easy. That way you just can build yourself to something harder.
I love that. For the first like 10 months of like my journey, I'd say, I kept trying to play level like 10 things when I was still like a level 2 noob in the game. And I kept trying to put myself at this high standard and kept getting beat down by the bosses in the level that it's like, what was I doing with myself? I was like decreasing myself. And so what I had to do was, humble myself and be like, I just need to open up the book and that's it. I just need to show up to open the book. I just need to show up to the gym at least, right? And just start slowly but surely, just like how you said, do an expectation that you can do. Because, right, if I'm just going to open the book, I might as well read a page, right?
Exactly.
Or if I'm going to show up to the gym, I might as well do a set. I'm here, right? So it's getting those that your foot in right away and then slowly working your way up. Because once you're there, the XP will come and go as you start to move and do more things.
Exactly.
For my competitive thinkers out there, I always try to think of, like, how can you, it's so hard to stand out immediately, because it takes time to immediately stand out from people. But there is one thing that I think you can, from the start, right off this video, immediately stand out from others, and that's switching from a short-term mindset to a long-term mindset. That's something I was able to attain over time, which is rather than, like, why I haven't switched business models and stay consistent on one point is I'm not trying to think of what it's going to look like after a week, but understanding that in a year, something is going to change. And just every single thing I do, I don't think of it as in what's going to be the effect of it now, but rather what's going to be the effect of it if I keep doing this for a year. That's helped me significantly. That's a tip of advice. But in terms of what keeps me consistent, I don't know if you get this feeling. I don't know if I'm the only one. I've had this for a long, long time, which is I just hate. I have to go through a mental war when I do nothing because I've never been okay to just like watch a movie and then not think about it. And what I mean by that is when I am watching that movie, I'm telling myself in my deep thoughts, I'm like, why are you doing this? You know you could do more. This is not how you want to spend your day. I have those thoughts all the time when I do something bad, or not necessarily bad, but something unproductive to my standards. And if you are having that type of thought and feeling, the whole best thing to do is try to avoid it as much as possible. And that's really, I don't know.
You see, that's interesting because there's this, like a lot of people online like to say, like denying yourself those types of pleasures is, I don't know, maybe a little disingenuous and it's wrongful. What is your stance on that? It can be unhealthy. That's a better word.
It's like you can't even enjoy yourself at this point because you're so worried about, because you feel guilty, like, oh my God, I need to do something. Like,
it's more of a time and a place. Mm-hmm. Knowing that, if I know that I've done a good job this week, I'll let myself go, especially I let myself go with my diet today. a couple of days ago because I was eating really healthy for an entire week. And thing like that is, like, I kind of have to earn it. And that's a good way to me. Like, I feel bad when I haven't earned it. When I know that I didn't spend yesterday going to where I could go. It's a very complicated one. It's very, very... It's
almost like people don't do shit all day, and then they get that 3 a.m. motivation, and all of a sudden they want to do all their task lists now at 3 a.m., and they get all this motivation, like, oh, I'm going to do so good, blah, blah, blah. They start doing some push-ups, and they go to bed, they wake up, they don't feel like it anymore, right?
That used to be something a lot of my friends talked about. I never really, like, I don't know, I never got that feeling. Is that, like something you can relate
like
to?
Like, late at night, just go, yeah.
No, that? Not really.
Like, it's like, I would have it sometimes, like, I'd be scrolling on, like, my TikTok or whatever. It was, like, 2 years ago. And then it's 2 a.m., you mean I'm in my bed, I'm cozy, I can't fall asleep, so I'm scrolling, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see some crazy motivational reel, and then you're just like, oh my God, I gotta change my life right now. It's like,
that's how they get you, bro.
No, well, of course not, but it's just like, you would see that you get so motivated, now I can't sleep even more, mm-hmm. but then I end up falling asleep and I just forget about the next day. It doesn't really make sense.
That's funny as fuck. Anyways,
so it's a quick dopamine hit.
It's mental masturbation.
Before we do, the reason why I brought up that question was real quick.
Because it can be unhealthy, you're right.
It absolutely can be, but it also just depends on your stance as to it. Like, because you don't, like, how much pleasure do you really find being by yourself watching movies? Because I'm not going to answer for you, but I can tell you myself, not really. I don't. If I'm going to watch a movie or like a show or whatever, like, I'd have to be with some company, like maybe my girlfriend or something. So I don't find it unhealthy for me to tell myself, you're not really enjoying this as much. So, but if you're purposefully like denying that quote unquote pleasure from yourself just so that you, I don't know, don't feel bad about it later, that's when it can get unhealthy. Exactly. It's just a matter of your stance on it and how much pleasure you really, like, attain from that activity.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really just subjective at that point, right?
Exactly. That's what I think of it. I mean,
one, I'm actually very similar. I can't do, like, watching movies or TV mm-hmm. shows and stuff alone. I just don't feel the pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
I would rather do something else alone, like reading a book or editing videos, that type of stuff alone, rather than watching a movie. Now, if I will watch a movie or stuff, I would rather, you know, hang out with people or have a company like Georgie and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I enjoy it more. Plus, I look at it on a spectrum of, okay, I'm watching a movie or I'm hanging out with my friends and I'm doing this and that. What am I getting out of it? Am I getting out of that specific thing something that can help me in the future? You know what I mean? Or help me in something?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some great movies that can teach you a lot, right? And that there are some movies and TV shows you can really learn a lot from. So it's not just a pleasure and it's not just you sitting there and doing nothing. You can be learning something. Now, that's why I personally don't like watching movies or anything that is, like, actually pointless or degenerate. If I watch TV shows or movies, has to be something deep to it. You know what I mean? Because a director or whoever it was, they put in so much work to portray some kind of idea and message through the movie that can be so deep. Like Matrix and Terminator and all that kind of stuff. I heard some interesting theories about what the director was thinking and what they wanted for the movie to portray.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, you might watch a movie the first time and be like, yo, I didn't understand. And then the second time you watch it, you understand what the message was supposed to be. Because it's about how you're observing in that situation on what the message is supposed to be.
Okay. So then my question would be, like, how do you, like, know when it comes to watching, like, movies, which ones are going to have more meaning than not?
Description. You can just kind of see the trailer, too.
Yeah.
The genre. Like, what kind of genre is in the movie? Is that something feeling at the moment? Especially when you're around friends and you're like, what movie should we watch? And sometimes there's a point where one of your friend knows a good movie. They've watched it, but they're okay with watching it the second time.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys are going to love this movie and it's a great message, all that kind of stuff. It just really depends on the situation.
That makes sense.
But there's some movies that you just turn on and if you really don't like it from the beginning, you're like,
switch to the next
one.
Do you guys believe that all your actions have to somewhat benefit you in some type of way? Like, or be somewhat, like, 100% helpful?
I don't think it has to be 100%, but it has to be, I think, anything. I just feel like, in general, anything you do, it's going to, like, show you and teach you some things. Like, even watching a movie. If you don't understand at 100% the movie, you still at least understand and learn something from it. at least a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just feel like anything you do in life.
Mm-hmm. Let's go from movies to food, because I know some people, like Josh even mentioned his diet and stuff like that. This can same thing with like desserts and stuff. Okay, a dessert may not help, like it may not help you, right, or benefit you or anything like that, but people do enjoy it when it's meaningful and stuff like that. But it might not be good for your body, like whatever it is, but it's like at that point, like how do you do it with that sort of stuff, with like foods and stuff?
I think it's also like a learning lesson, whether that be a movie or some kind of food you eat, the after mm-hmm. feeling is also with you. It's not just during the moment. During the moment, you might feel pleasure from a movie that later on you're like, why did I even waste my time watching it? Because I generally really didn't learn much, or it wasn't worth it. I could have done something better, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you see that you're falling behind on something that you were supposed to get done, right? But you put that work aside for that pleasure. And now you have to ask yourself, was that pleasure worth it or not? And then you kind of learn from that experience. So yes, I personally made so many mistakes hanging out with my friends when I just delayed something else, and I'm like, I'm not gonna do that again, because I know that if I did the work, it would be better than what I got out of hanging out with my friends. Mm-hmm. At least in that situation, or watching a movie, like I could have been more productive, because I know that there was something I need to get done for a due date and I didn't do it. I delayed it. So it really just depends on the situation, but you always have to go into something with a mindset of, you know, I am going to come out of this by learning something and reflecting on what I did, right? It has to be deep reflections on what you did. Otherwise, you're just mindlessly doing it. That's how I look at it.
I really like that, because I'm like thinking about it right now. I mean, you kind of, the way you deciphered it is just as well. But the thing is, though, like what I'm thinking, like this might not even make any sense, just what I'm thinking about. And keeping this in the self-improvement space, like obviously no like causing violence on anyone else or whatever, but like if it comes to meditation, or if I ate a bad habit, or if I relapsed and I watched a porn video, whatever, I am where I am today because they happened in the first place. Those bad things happened in the first place. The key being, I learned from them, which is what you were just saying. You can't be mindless about it. You have to learn from that activity. So is there really any bad thing, which is why it may not make sense? Like, yes, of course I can say that watching porn is bad.
Exactly.
But if you come out of that learning and somehow becoming a better version of yourself after that, because you're like, fuck, I feel so shitty after that, and you can like acknowledge that, and you're like, I never want to do that again, and then you already become that better person by learning how to not do it again,
then is it would it bad, make right? it
really bad?
I think it's good and bad at the same time, because it's bad.
That the action itself.
The action itself was bad, but then it was good because it was supposed to happen. Yeah. And because of that bad action, you learn, and you're probably never going to do it because of that one bad situation. You realize so much.
Yeah. So it's like, so that's why I'll like phrase it like, is there really a bad action when it comes like strictly to self-improvement? I'm like, you're going to fucking kill someone. That's pretty fucking bad. Right. But if I miss a meditation, or if I relapsed, but I learned from it and I grow from that, is that really bad?
You're playing an if question, and you don't want to. You see, the way you're trying to say makes sense, but then you're gonna have somebody say, you know, he made a good point, so let me just do something bad.
That's true. Please, that's not what I'm promoting.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
You just brought up a very good point.
Yeah,
but don't. That's a good point, but don't try to justify your bad actions because you think it'll do something good in the future.
That's great. Yeah, you know what? Thank you. Like, that's not at all what I'm promoting. What I'm promoting is having exactly what Stula said, learning, instead of being mindless.
This is how I would answer your question, right? So, porn itself, or watching porn or relapsing, is bad. It's really black and white. There's really no reason for you to try to justify and say, oh yeah, it's a good thing, you know? I'm releasing stress. No. Like, yeah, sure, that's part of what happens. But then on the other spectrum, there's other things that are also happening other than relieving the stress.
Yeah.
Shame and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, the action itself is bad. There's no debate about it. Mm-hmm. But the reflection part
that comes after
helps
the shame,
you, exactly, helps you get over that and make you think, okay, why am I wasting time in this, is the good habit itself. But, like, porn itself isn't a good thing. It's the reflection that it's good. You have to separate the two and understand why the outcome even happens. It's because they both happen. So, you know, that I'm actually very glad you brought that up, because it's an interesting thing. But the action itself, yes, is bad. But the way you go about it is what matters. Because you can say, yeah, you know, doing bad things and bad habits is a good thing because you learn from it. But no, not everybody learns it.
Because if that's your way of thinking, then you clearly haven't learned from it. That's exactly the whole thing.
Like, yeah.
So learn from it the right way.
The question you asked, for me, it's very different, but this is how I am. So the whole week after a workout, if I eat something like fast food or a burger or pizza or something, I personally don't enjoy it. There are people that, for example, after a good workout, they're going to go out eat like a chia meal or whatever. And for them, they enjoy it, right? So everybody's obviously different. For me, it's different. For me, if I work out, if I have a really good workout and I eat some shitty food, then it's like I feel shit the rest of the day. So for me, it has to be on a rest day. So on weekends, I enjoy it more than on weekdays. So like rest days, it's like what Josh was basically talking about, earning it. If the whole week I need to go through it, and then on weekends when it's my rest day, for example, that's when I enjoy it more, because then it's like I tell myself, did I earn it or not? So for me, it's like that. And I've noticed it, you know, I've eaten fast food after a good workout. Yes, of course, it tastes good. You enjoy it, but not as much as you would enjoy it on the rest day.
That's good. Yeah. A lot of people, that's definitely a way to keep that relationship healthy, the balance. Yeah. But a lot of people, what will do, they'll do is they'll tell themselves they earned it, when in reality they didn't earn it as much as they think they do. So how do you like keep yourself in reality?
I mean, those people are just liars to themselves, right? You can't you can't really lie to yourself. Like,
but
you
know, it's so easy to lie to yourself. So how do I not?
It's easy to lie to yourself, but it builds up over time, right?
That's true.
It builds up. It's like a snowball effect. Like, how many lies are you gonna do before you snap?
Yeah, dude. Remember what I there's like a saying. I love it. It's your mind. It's the best salesman on the planet because it knows all of your weaknesses. So it's so easy to like lie or whatever. But is there any way for me to be able to overcome it rather than just experience, maybe, and letting it flow over time? What would you think?
Dude, I mean, it's got to be the experience, because when you do indulge in those activities or habits, in the back of your mind, your consciousness always knows whether you're trying to rationalize a bad habit or a bad thing. Therefore, you always know what you're supposed to do and you always know what you're not supposed to do, right? Yeah. At least to some extent. But it's your choice whether you close your eyes and tell yourself, nah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know this feeling. You know you're doing it. The hard thing about it is, you know, getting over that feeling, the battle between like that good and evil, right? It's that battle that you have to win. That's the hard part. Everything else is simple. Your mind tells you if you're supposed to be doing it or not. The consciousness. But it's the battle that is always the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
But then what comes out on top, meaning if you do that bad deed or bad habit, then your purpose, your drive, your mission is weaker. The reasoning on why it's like, why are you supposed to do a good thing? Or why should you do a good habit versus a bad habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what has to be strong. And if that's not strong, the core, then that's why, for the most part, the bad habits are going to win, because they're easier.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really well said.
Can you pass me my phone real quick? I want to ask. Yeah. I talked to this one guy in my community. And I want to mention the problem that he had specifically.
One second. Can you say something before you pull it up?
Can I say something
for me, the way I see it, the way I see it, the question you ask, right? My answer to that would be, you know how basically you said people lie to themselves that they enjoy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, this is how it is. You know, it goes back to consistency. The whole week, for example, from Monday through Saturday, you worked hard, you trained, you were consistent, you were disciplined. And then on Sunday, for example, you go out with your boys and you all have a cheat meal, you know what I mean? That's when you kind of deserved it. But for example, on Monday, when you did a good workout, sure, you did it, you know, you worked out, whatever, but it's not really a consistent thing you did. You just did it for one day, and then you lied to yourself. You know what? I deserve it, but you really don't. Because for you to deserve something, it has to be...
But then what about previous weeks? You see, it's a personal thing.
Yes, but there are people that usually do that. Like on weekends, a lot of people hang out with their friends.
Oh, okay.
It's
also, okay.
So you're talking about enjoyment. Like, it doesn't have to be. See, what people mistake is, oh, I did hang out with my friends, but I didn't have a cheat meal, so it's fine for me to have a cheat meal on Monday, but it's not. You kind of have to go through the week. You kind of have to push the week away, and then you kind of deserve it. So it's like going on a run, and then at the end, you see a trophy, and that trophy you pick up. You can't pick up a trophy on like in the beginning of the trail, right?
Yeah.
You have to go through the week and then kind of earn it. Wherever it is, hanging out with your boys, what's it called? Eating cheat meals, whatever it has to be. That's how I see it.
So you guys just have to get comfortable on Sundays.
I think we're missing the biggest.
Well, yeah, I'm playing. Me, I personally, I kind of helps me. I personally does help me because on Sundays,
like a reset.
Yeah, because the whole week, for example, I work out. You know, I kind of resist. If somebody calls me on Monday, tells me, "Yo, you want to go hang out?" I'm like, I have plans. You know, I need to go to practice, and I can't hang out with them. But on Sundays, it's like I really have nothing. Like nothing to do. I'm not gonna say that, but
yeah,
it's like I have more free time. Uh-huh. So I kind of want to enjoy that and embrace that with my friends. Yeah, something that I resist throughout the week. Kind of on Sunday, I can hang out with them.
You're cool down there. It's good to have that reset. That realistically.
So personally,
It's really good to have
for
that.
Some people. It probably won't help them because then the Monday will be like the whole week probably will be like hard for them. But for me, it helps me. So why not do it? You know,
it's like you're resetting yourself because you're charging yourself. You're charging your battery essentially because a lot of people who just work, they burn out.
Yeah.
Within a month, then it kills their progress. So
and that's how it was. Yeah, like when I got into self-improvement, I knew the word consistency. I thought that I didn't even have to have a rest day on Sunday, that I still had to do something. And for a month I did this, and I was just like I really couldn't function the next weekend. So I had to really slow it down.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think we are missing the biggest piece of the puzzle when it comes to consistency.
What is it?
I was sneezing and I washing my face. I'm like, oh my god, self-confidence. If I'm thinking of anything that makes people inconsistent, it's that they're not confident in themselves. And what better incentive than being consistent than knowing that because you went when you didn't want to go, you are one step closer to being the person you want to be. And that's what self-confidence is all about, exactly, dude. Yeah. And it's Hormozy's quote, and I fucking wish I knew it on the top of my head, but it goes something around... Getting confidence is not through shouting affirmations in the mirror. It's by doing the work it's by becoming the person you say you want. You are something along those lines. I know. Maybe one. Do you know? Does anyone know?
That was pretty close. Something. Person you want to be. Yeah.
Rather than just saying I'm this and saying that to the mirror. Yeah. Cool.
But I'm
not saying. Not saying negating. Don't negate positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. Rather focus on having the actual proof that you say who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
So what better way than, you know, I think when we're talking about inconsistency, you don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. So at least for me, I have felt an entire redirection in my life when it comes to taking off my shirt. I remember how insecure I was back then because I hated the way I look. And now knowing that what I say I am, that I am capable of being someone that can look good, rather than just saying that in the mirror so I can feel better when I walk outside. No, I know what I'm capable of because I look at myself now and I actually have a fit body.
Sure.
And like that confidence speaks.
Yeah.
And when it comes to consistency, the whole point is going to the gym, knowing that I've seen the results and knowing that I know I can do this, that I've had times where I fucked up, where I failed and I was inconsistent and I still went past that and I'm still going at it. How do you think that makes me feel? I feel like I can conquer the whole world. And I think that's a huge, huge thing that we didn't cover. I don't know. Maybe you guys disagree with me.
No, the thing is, like, the way you get confidence is by showing up, right? Is by being consistent.
Exactly.
But people can't be consistent in the first place.
No. People are inconsistent, I think, partially because of self-confidence. They don't think they're capable of being consistent.
Because it's shown through their actions.
Exactly.
So how do you take those actions?
By being consistent. Yeah, he's also got a point. You gotta
confidence comes from taking the action, but people can't take the action, so they can't be confident.
Say again.
It can go both ways. Sure, you have a point. So does he. So yeah, I do agree. The small wins, and doing something as easy as just waking up at the time you told yourself you were going to wake up.
My
at.
Whole point
that's
is...
That's a win. That's confidence right there.
You,
I can do it.
When you're, when you're feeling that desire of not going, you know, having that incentive that if you do it, your confidence is going to increase, which is going to help you in the long run. That's what I'm trying to preach here, is incentivizing yourself to go because you are becoming the person you want to become, and that's going to make you more confident.
Wouldn't the two just go hand for hand? Why do we have to measure them against each other?
No, I'm not. I'm saying, I was saying how confidence comes from being consistent and showing up.
But also, consistency
comes from...
That's true. That's why you should incentivize yourself to be consistent, knowing that you will gain confidence out of it. You should be motivated
by confidence to be consistent.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's another motivational factor to consider.
But if that's the case, then that kind of disputes what Hormozy's saying by saying you don't become consistent with through positive affirmations. Because if you...
It's confidence. Confidence, yeah. It's confidence.
You don't become confident by just the words, but the actions. So,
But if we're saying that consistency leads to that, then theoretically speaking... those affirmations would be what leads you to become confident, and then that leads to the consistency.
Yeah, that works.
It was, definitely throwing it around.
You're just making it confusing.
Maybe, right? Maybe I confused it for myself.
No. He has a point. I think this is... Can I say what I think you're getting at?
Yeah.
So, obviously, the conversation was, okay, in order for you to be consistent, he's saying you need to have confidence, right? But then Mike kind of got into the conversation and said, okay, but don't you think
you need confidence
comes from the consistency, the consistent work that you put in, right? But then you went back to Hormozy's quote, which was the works is like on top of just the words itself of confidence. So what you're trying to get at is the works that you need to do through consistency to get the confidence.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I was trying to say. You need those affirmations to build up those actions, essentially.
So I think in this case, it just...
Confidence. The whole reason I brought it up is because people can't find confidence if they can't be consistent. So how can they be consistent to find that confidence? And your point was saying they should be motivated by confidence, which is after the consistency.
Well, but Joshua was just saying that he agrees with what Hormozy is saying. And as a whole, Hormozy is
right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because you don't... Positive affirmations isn't going to make you...
confident.
As a whole. Like, at the end of the day, you can give yourself as much affirmation.
You can call yourself fit, and if you're fat and you look at yourself, it's not going
to
help.
It's just lying. It's just really lying.
It's almost like you can plant the seed, but are you going to water it? You mean, like... It's the same thing like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. What are you going to do with it? Yeah. What was the question you were going
to...
Yeah.
How to stay consistent? Like, how to be consistent? How
to have consistency? We still need to hear your story or your what helped you stay consistent.
You were saying about Josh. I mean, mine basically was, like, setting up a goal for myself. When you're setting up a goal for yourself, when you... Like, for example, when you wake up and you have a goal that you want to be Olympic champion, you're going to have to put in work. You're going to have to put more work than other people, right? And... when you do it for a month, it's 2 months, right? Then the consistency comes, like, automatic. Like, it just, like, comes. The consistency comes because you have a goal set up.
It's an ambitious goal that gets you out of bed in the morning.
Every day when you do the same thing because you have a goal. So, for example, if you have a goal to lose weight, you have to go to the gym every single day. And literally, the consistency then comes by itself. You don't even force it.
Yeah.
You get consistent because you have a goal. So, when you have a goal, you're consistent. People are not consistent because when you ask them what's your goal, they don't have a goal. How can they be consistent doing something when they don't have a goal? So if I don't have any reason to wake up in the morning or go to the gym or do anything at all in life, I mean, how can I, what kind of consistent, why do I need consistency? You really don't. If you have if you don't have a goal, even if it's a small goal, you can't have consistency. That's what it is.
Lazy goals or lazy leads to lazy actions.
Yeah, there's no consistency there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the motivation they get at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
they get a motivation to wake up. They see the video, but they don't have a goal why they're doing it. They don't even know why they're waking up at 3 a.m.
Because I think everybody has a goal. It's just whether or not
whether or not they're aware of it or not.
Well, more so like, is it a SMART goal? Do you guys know that acronym, SMART?
Fuck that acronym.
I mean, do they?
Washed. Like, it's good, but honestly, I don't know. That shit's kind of washed.
What? SMART goals?
Yes, I hear SMART goals. I don't know. I hear
specific, measurable, achievable, SMART, relevant, and then time bound.
But don't you think any goal is achievable if you put yourself to it? Like, if you believe
if your goal is 800,000 subscribers and you can't control that goal, right?
That's not true.
You can't.
How can you not control it if you put in your
work? You can't control the subscribers. You can control your work.
Oh, yeah, control your work, sure. But that's going to lead to the subscribers, maybe.
You can reach that goal, but then you also
focus on something you can't control. A bad goal is something you cannot control. It's a horrible goal. Because it's out of your control, no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. The goal should never be
something you can't achieve. The goal should be to get this many videos out this week instead of having this many subscribers by the end of the year. I agree with that, that's for sure. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, but then don't you think having the goal of 800,000 subscribers will then kind of push you to put out more videos, right? So it kind of goes in together, no?
But not, well, it depends on how you...
So imagine putting every single thing you put all your fucking time, but you gain 400,000 instead of 800,000, and here you are unsatisfied. You should not be unsatisfied if you dedicated all your fucking time. And if you're going to say, if you did dedicate all your time, you wouldn't get 400,000, that's not true.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be unsatisfied.
Exactly.
Shit happens, you know?
That's why the goal is horrible. Because you should always be proud of yourself if you devoted everything towards your time and you really couldn't do anything better.
But then it also comes down to the mindset.
But then you could say, oh, I'm going to put out 40 videos, but you don't because shit happens. Then
if your goal is to put out 40 videos, you should be proud that you made 40 videos, even if you didn't get the... What?
What if you don't put out 40
videos? Then you didn't achieve the goal.
Well, then, the same thing with subscribing, no? You set goal to...
But you could control...
Yeah, that's what he's getting at.
You can't control the subscribers.
Like, I can't force somebody to subscribe to my channel.
I understand.
I can force myself.
I mean, if you had a gun videos, and you put it on people's heads, sure, but...
You could.
That's
I understand where you're going.
It's not what I'm trying to teach here.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And what better way to be consistent than prove the haters wrong?
True.
It makes sense. I love that, too. That helped me a lot.
Let me ask you this question, right? Because this goes back to what we said earlier. This guy, he's 14 years old, and his biggest thing right now is in the gym. Like, he really wants to work hard in the gym. And he said to me, Michael, do you think it's okay if I play a little video games after a hard day of work? I do, like, 600 reps of jump rope yesterday. I was proud of myself, and I was in so much pain. I couldn't even walk, blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, I said, if you want to and you know it's not going to take you away from anything important, then I don't see why not. What do you guys think?
No. Because I did that.
Why not?
Because that's setting the standard lower.
What do you mean?
Always try to push your standards higher and higher. And that's going to incentivize you to push them lower. And that's the worst thing that you can do to something.
Somebody. I mean, I can agree with what you said. I think why not?
I mean, I experienced this. You remember my FIFA times. It set my bar lower. I was okay. You sort of justify that thing. I'm telling you, the addictions like that starts with one thing of you're okay with it, you know, at first, and then you start getting addicted to it, and it's very hard to get out of it.
I can just go with anything.
What?
I can just go with, like, any sort of enjoyable thing at all, right?
It really depends how often...
I should never eat desserts because it's going to lead me to eating more desserts in the future.
Right?
Which I know damn well I'm going to have any more desserts in the future.
What does he mean by it, you know? Things like this are just so subjective.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I said to him.
You have to look at it in a very complicated way. You know, you just got to take it how he's asking. It's like...
My answer is I wouldn't
say
recommend
yes or no.
I wouldn't recommend it, but that's because of my previous experience.
But I think you missed the part where he says if it doesn't take you away from anything important,
that's why I said
then. See why not, yeah. Because if that's not going to make you inconsistent,
if the guy decides to do it even though he has something to do, then that's his problem. Yeah. What Mike is saying is, what do you think what I said? Because Mike, I think, gave it a good answer. He said if it does not take... any time from, or like,
if it doesn't take you away from what's
important. Yeah, I said, if you want to,
then you can do it. Why not?
I said, if, because he's asking me, if at this point he's asking someone, should I do this thing? Should I watch that next episode? Should I eat that dessert? Should I do it, right? He's asking someone else, right? When he should be asking himself. But I said to him, if you want to, and you know it's not going to take you away from anything important, then I don't see why not. The fact that he needs someone, like, to say to him, yes, you can do it, you're good. It's the fact that that thought was running through his mind the whole time. It's like, he's 14 years old, right? He said he worked hard in the gym. He felt proud of himself. He got the confidence, right? Like, what do you guys think?
Dude, I think it really comes down to... Like, probably for him, it could probably be good because it would be like a reset for him.
It can get tricky, yeah.
Because then, you know, if he's going to keep playing in his mind, then he might get lazy with the gym and, you know, like what you said, people that... Like,
it's like burnout almost. Like, you almost like... You just don't want to do anything at that point anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to remember.
I just want to recommend. That's all I got to say.
And I understand why, but you also have
is it because it's video games? What if he said hanging out with robots. My friends? Would that be different?
Well, that's a different scenario.
Yeah, I think it also comes down to what you prioritize as a person. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. When somebody tells me that, you know, after a hard day or after something they achieve, they play video games, personally, it doesn't sit with me because that's not what I would do. Like, actually, if I needed
what's your vice?
I would not play a video game, personally.
What would you do?
Right? Is it cope?
We all cope.
However, is that cope? I know, but I'm saying, is that cope?
Yeah, it can be cope.
It is cope, is yeah. not? How can it not be? Cope. I know, but I'm saying, how can it not be cope?
I'm not saying it's not
cope. I know, I'm asking the question, how could it not be cope to play video games?
Well, a lot of things can be cope.
When can cope not
be cope?
When can video games not be cope?
What do you mean?
If you're a professional streamer and you play it only because you make money off of it and not enjoy it.
Okay.
When can you eat those pretzels that you ate before cope? Is that cope? Like, it can go with anything, bro. Not even these video games.
I'm just asking the question.
I know, I'm just saying. Anything could be cope. Me going to the gym. I cope by going to the gym because I don't feel confident in myself. That's coping.
Yeah, but gym is a good thing. I was referring to the idea of... Yeah,
coping's not a bad thing.
I'm saying it was video games. Was there a scenario in video games when it's not
Well,
cope?
Yeah, he probably is coping because after a long day, he's just like... I don't really know how he was in his head, his mindset, but...
Let me guess.
The thing is, he's a human.
I think this kid was probably playing a lot of video games when, you know, and then he, you know, now he kind of changed his life. He started going to the gym. So he's kind of, instead of playing all day, now he goes to the gym too and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he can't really just get off the video games right away. That's why he was saying that it's keep like bothering him with it.
Yeah.
So he needs to slowly get off the video games. So when he does work out, he plays a little bit of video games and then he works out. And then I feel like he's eventually going to get away from it. But I think the reason why he shouldn't just right away stop is because then he might not like the gym anymore because of the thoughts playing in his head. And he's like, you know, me going to the gym and not playing these video games is fucking with my head. So let me just might as well just play video games all day. And that's going to fuck him up even more. So I think he should balance it out, work out, play a little bit of video games, and then he's eventually going to like get off it. Because let's think about it, bro. He's
how long does the gym really take, though? Like in a day? Can you be in the gym 2 hours a day?
Yeah. 4 or 5 hours.
But I'm not saying when he comes back, just like play a video day, games for you the think? Rest of the day.
As a 14-year-old?
4 or 5 hours is approximately.
Just ask Anthony.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay, let's say max. Three hours.
Not at all.
You think it's average, though? But me saying really long time he can for come back kids? Home and play video games, I don't mean...
I think the rest than of the day. An adult, like, whatever. But
whatever. Like an hour if he comes back at 4, I don't mean, like, until 10, play video games. I'm saying play a little bit. So it's like a little award for him, which he will slowly get off from video games. But if he just, like... kind of stops playing video games, if he's a gamer, and he kind of just like stops out of nowhere, then I feel like it will be hard for him to concentrate on the gym, because he's gonna have video games in his head, and he's not gonna be able to concentrate on gym. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
There is actually like
so he needs to balance it out.
There's a psychological thing behind that, where it's if you will, he tends to associate video games with the gym, and if he just completely stops with video games, if that's something he enjoys, then maybe he'll end up disliking the gym as well.
Right, and he's, yeah, that. Exactly.
So, depends on, like, because a lot of people associate, like, we all have, like, daily routines, right? So if I do this, I'll probably do that after, right? His daily routine could be working out hard as fuck and then going to video games after. So if he cuts out video games, he could not want to go to the gym because that's what he associated it with.
Because honestly, bro, I was like that. But, I remember when it was quarantined, we would go to the gym, and then when we'd come back, At least how I was. I'm going to talk about myself. I'm not going to talk about Sudulu. But when I would come back from the gym, I was playing video games. I would kind of like reward myself. I would be like, why don't I just play for 1 hour? I would play 1 hour. And then, you know, this would be like for a month, let's say, like this, right? And then I slowly, like, I don't even know what happened to myself. I really can't describe it. Out of nowhere, when I would come back from the gym, I would not want to play video games anymore. So what I'm trying to say here is it slowly got out of my interest to play video games. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how, because he's young, you got to think about it, he's 14. So, I mean, I'm just saying from my experience, that's how I was. When I would be coming back home, it would be playing in my head, you know, because I was kind of addicted to playing video games. So, like, I would play every day, even after I would come back from school, you know what I mean? But then the interest of playing video games after I would come back from gym slowly
like just got out of my head.
Yeah, and that.
So it just takes time. It literally just takes time. And what would happen sometimes is if I would come back from the gym and I wouldn't play video games, for like next 2 days if I didn't play, it would fuck with my head so much that I wouldn't be able to concentrate, and sometimes I wouldn't even want to go to the gym because I wanted to play video games. So that's why I'm saying you need to really balance it out, because then it can really fuck with your head.
Yeah. Yeah, and that definitely completes what I was trying to say, because if you slowly cut it out like how you did,
but definitely
you
not
slowly
like
slowly lose that desire and that enjoyment. And what my idea that if he associates it with whatever, would only imply if he enjoys the activity with being.
But if he notices that
he cuts it down over time, slowly, slowly, that desire, that enjoyment will fade, and he'll realize that he's not really being fulfilled with this action, whatever. And then it'll go away. And then
but if he notices that the desire of playing video games does not kind of go away, then I guess he's going to need to really resist that. You know, so he needs to resist that
temptation.
I guess that,
you know how.
But I don't think so. I feel like it will go away.
You know how I think you should answer it.
A lot of people might.
You know the answer deep down.
So I'm saying it's like you clearly can't. I really can't tell someone to
you
be
see,
like.
Yeah, I kind of.
It's really subjective.
Exactly. I immediately assume my experiences with video games, but who knows what video games means to him?
It's and like that's the thing. For example, like you guys know, I watch anime.
Exactly.
That's one of my vices. It doesn't necessarily help me, but it's like my reset sometimes. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I catch up on an episode maybe once a week, every other week, something like that. I do that, right? And I'm not going to feel guilty about it. But if I'm like, I'm going to stay home under the covers and put on the Netflix and watch some of it, it's different, right? It's different because you kind of know deep down if like, you're being dragged away from something or not. And everyone here has different vices, I'm guessing, right? Everyone has different ways to kind of take like their free time. cope with boredom, right? It really just comes down to being bored. I'm having that free time. And, you know what I mean? Like, for example, like, do you guys have vices? Like,
yeah, let's say, bro, for him, hanging out with friends might be like a bed cope. But for us, playing video games might be a bad cope. So, like, how do we really determine what's a bad cope?
I wouldn't play video games. Nowadays,
yeah,
I won't.
Me neither. I swear. I would, like, once, for like 2 years, I actually didn't play video games at all. And then sometimes I would have the urge to play. But now, like, I have no, if like, on Sundays, I have no urge to even turn on that fucking shit. I would rather hang out with my friends or go to soccer on weekends or, you know, call my friends or even call you guys. Let's go play whatever, cards, poker, whatever it is. I actually liked, our friend taught us how to play poker, and I actually like it now. So I kind of tell my friends to let's go and play poker and stuff, because that's what I enjoy now. That's my coping, not video games anymore. So what I'm trying to say here
is it's different ways to pass time.
Bad, bad, bad.
It's different ways to pass time.
Are you playing with money?
Bad.
It's, no. Okay. Of course not. Just
bad,
for fun.
Bad, bad.
You're bad. Doing it again. You're like, you judge the video game thing, and now you're judging the poker thing again. Like, say why you think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad, but I mean,
I'm not trying to be soft here saying, oh, don't judge him. But to say that something is bad, even though we just talked about our vices and stuff, well,
why play poker in the first place?
Okay.
Because it's fun.
Tell us why it's bad. Because I think it can be bad, but it's not.
Let me tell you why.
It's
I don't
a bad reason.
Really? Wait, the way I look at poker is not just a stupid game that you just play for luck. You also have to kind of play smart. You need to be smart. You need to kind of predict what kind of cards they have, what kind of game they're playing with, you know, kind of like psychologically understand what kind of if they're bluffing or not.
Exactly,
so I feel like that, I don't know, it's just like it's not just a game that you just flip cards and say, oh, I have good cards, you have bad cards. It's also a smart game. You have to use your brain.
I definitely
it's also
try
just fun. Like I would just play it just because
like
it's fun.
See, that's why I look at it. I don't just look at it, you know, I get good cards, he gets bad cards, that way that's why I win. I can easily just lie to someone and make them think I have good cards, but I don't. It's like a very smart game. That's how I look at it.
Are you an Olympic champion?
What?
Are you an Olympic champion?
What do you mean?
Are you an Olympic champion?
No. But doesn't mean... So that means
you
like
think
I,
he is?
I can't
you think the
do
Olympian
other things
champion?
Because I'm not Olympic champion yet? So wait, well, for example, I do win Olympics, then I have to start playing poker and start drinking and partying? Because I'm an Olympic champion?
You should not be satisfied. And I'm
not
saying
I'm not
anyone
saying
is fully, but...
But what does me playing poker
it should bother you.
Two,
all
three
I'm
hours,
saying, that's a lot of time. It should bother you.
But how long... I mean, how do you know how long I played poker?
Yeah.
How long did you play
poker? I don't know. I'm just saying it should bother you.
How long did you play poker?
Probably a couple hours.
Like how many?
I haven't played in a year. I'd love to. I love poker.
Bro, I would love to play poker. I don't play to the point where I waste time like all day. Do you understand? Yeah. I don't play to the point where I waste time too much.
What's his name? Dave?
What? Cole?
Cole yeah. is here. Yeah. So okay. We could you save would tell this discussion no. for like yeah.
okay.
another time maybe, but I don't know. How do we want to do this?
Let's just kind of like wrap it up yeah. slowly.
Quarter of the day.
yeah. Do it. We'll start with quarter of the day.
Fear defeats more people than any other one thing in the world by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Nice.
Shout out.
Yeah, I guess that can tie in with this topic because it didn't.
Shout out.
Fear will. All right, yeah, we'll just go on the shout out. Fuck you, Josh. Me asking that question actually brought up a lot of good points. Glad it was the first one by Mafia932Z. Thank you, Mo. Yeah. Once again, a beautiful comment. We appreciate all the comments that you put on all of our things, and that goes for everybody else. But Mo is particularly active. So
yeah, he is.
He's in the comments.
Thank you,
Thank
Mo.
Thank you, Mo. Honestly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to just like cut it out like that because we weren't really on consistency topics though, but to kind of like just go back to the main idea on what like what we were trying to portray by this episode is.
Hello again. Your
guest. Oh,
hey. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah,
come on in.
Yeah, we're filming.
Come on in. Yeah.
Sneak peek for a guest for the next episode.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Let's just wrap this up real quick.
So I was just trying to say, like, just have a healthy understanding of what consistency is, and don't beat up yourself over not, you know, necessarily doing something every single day. But a good way to that would be maybe if you miss a day, just make sure you don't miss another one, mm-hmm. and just, you know, go back to it with a healthy mindset, with a new mindset. Forgive yourself more than sometimes you do, because it's okay. You're a human. You make mistakes. And I think that is really the best way to stay consistent.
I agree. I love it. With that being said, think big, grow big.
Peace.